Hello.
David?
Yes.
How are you?
How's it going?
We're doing well. How about you?
Fine. I'm doing good.
You waited a long time for this, didn't you?
I have, and it's been a long time coming, but it feels great.
What kind of kept you going through it? A lot of guys have gotten frustrated a lot quicker than that.
Yeah. You know what? I mean, I knew my time would come. I knew as long as when I would get on the field, as long as I would do my job and show that I could play in this league, I knew it would come. I didn't know quite the timing, but I knew it would come. And I just continued to stay patient. I think my faith really helped me out. I knew the Lord would give me a chance, an opportunity at some time.
Were you a little more surprised given that Byron had gone through the off season like that as the number one guy?
Well, I was very surprised because I never thought that any kind of play in the preseason or anything like that would, you know, really determine, you know, the outcome of me being a starter or Byron not being a starter, and it actually did. And that was a good testament to a lot of the younger guys who think that, you know what, they've already got their starter, they've already got their guy, and, you know, it doesn't matter. It does matter. It matters, you know, how you handle yourself, how you portray yourself in the locker room, to the media, and then how you play on the field. You know, all those things work together, and if you just continue to do your job and do what you know that you can handle, you can't control everything. All you can control is yourself and what you do, and so that's all I continue to do.
How did you find out about it, and what was your reaction when you were told?
Well, it was just a normal Friday after Thursday night preseason game, and you know, I was just doing my normal thing with weightlifting and just getting some rest before our team meeting at 4 o'clock, and I was just laying around on the couch here at the players' lounge, and I walked into the locker room, and Bobby McCray was playing around on his computer, and it was a couple minutes before the team meeting, and he was telling me congratulations. I didn't know what he was talking about, and he said, "Oh, you got to be joking! You know what's going on? I know you know what's going on." I said, "No, I really don't." And he said, "They released Byron, and you're the starter." I did not believe him because, you know, around those times, it's, you know, final cut time, and, you know, guys are always playing around with each other. And so I didn't believe him until I, you know, was walking to the team meeting, and Mike Shula came up and grabbed me and said, "Hey, I've been looking for you, you know, for the last 30 minutes, and I've been texting you and trying to call you on your phone. Where you been?" I said, "Coach, I've been in here laying on the couch." And he said, "Well, Jack wants to talk to you, and, you know, congratulations." And, you know, so I said, "Well, I guess maybe this is true then." And so it definitely did. I sat down with Jack in his office, and he talked to me and told me how much they really appreciated the way that I've handled things and how I went through the off season and went through preseason and just continued being a pro and, you know, made the best of my chances.
Were you worried at all about how it might be received among some of your teammates? Because obviously, you know, they've been around Byron a long time.
Yeah, well, you know, it was bittersweet for me too. You know, I'd been here with Byron as well, and, you know, I never wished any harm or anything on Byron. You know, always wished I could play, whether it was here or somewhere else, you know, whatever the circumstances may be. And, I got a great opportunity last year, and I didn't capitalize on it like I should have. So I understood all the things that went down in the off season, but I knew that there would be some guys that, you know, probably the way that it happened, I mean, everybody was in shock. And so for those guys that really admired Byron and really supported him, I'm sure it was a shock to them. But you know what? Nobody displayed their you know, disrespect to me or their disbelief to me or anything. They all you know, applauded me in our player meeting, and they gave me a lot of respect, and they said that, "Hey, you're our leader now, so we're going to follow you. We believe in you, and we know you can do the job." So it meant a lot to me to hear that from them. And so it's just given me a lot of confidence going into the season.
You talk about your offensive performance in the first couple weeks. Been a little bit of a struggle scoring points.
Well, you know what? As long as we win, I'm all right with the total at the end of the game. We had a tough one in the first week we had a lot of circumstances that happened to us that don't normally happen. One being our kicker going down and right before the game, so that took away points from us, giving us any kind of momentum, any kind of chance when you do get into the red zone. But, you know, we don't want to make excuses. We want to be able to score touchdowns whenever we can. Yeah, you know, it is tough when you don't put a whole bunch of points on the board. But, you know, you could be Cincinnati putting 45 points up and still losing, you know. So my thing has always been just getting wins. You know, if we have to win, you know, 6-3, I don't care. As long as it says W in the column there.
David, you guys have been throwing the ball more than typical Jaguar teams have in the first two games. Do you expect for that to continue?
I just expect for us to continue taking what the defenses give us. You know, they've been doing a really good job slowing our run game down. But if they do that, then we have to be able to throw the ball. And when you put a lot of people in the box, you've got to be able to use your receivers on the outside. And they've been doing a great job of catching the ball, and hopefully I can continue to put the ball in their hands.
Do you think that's defenses in a way testing you to see how you'll react?
Well, I'm sure it is. You know, I'm sure it's that, and I'm sure it's just part of this game, because what we see on film from other teams, they're doing the same thing with us. You know, so they're not just putting eight people in a box, you know, only in our games. So, you know, I'm sure they're not just playing cover two either, that we're scaring them that much either. But whatever they're doing on defense, we have to be ready to counter it and strike in places that we know that we can exploit and, you know, just try to continue to do our job offensively and scoring points when we get in the red zone.
Is Ernest Wilford, too, is another player who's kind of surrounded by number one picks, yet keeps getting to play. What makes him...
Well, Ernest is a great kid. He's a hard worker. He's, you know, he's that kind of kid that's here early, leaves late. You know, he's very diligent in his preparation. And so he's always ready to go, and he always makes those plays for you when you need him. And he's very consistent. So that has been his great thing. It's very similar to mine. He's had a great attitude. You know, even when they keep drafting number one picks, he's just always been ready to go. You know, never complained, and he, like I said, he just continues to give hard work, and he makes a lot of exciting plays, so we'd be stupid not to keep him out on the field.